Calvin Hill has joined us on Sports Byline USA, the former running back who played 12 seasons in the National Football League, and six of those with the Dallas Cowboys, also picked up a Super Bowl championship ring, which we'll talk about in just a second. When you got to Yale, the coaching staff decided to shift you to linebacker for a couple of days, and then they moved you to halfback. Was that off of the belief at that particular time, like we saw in the NFL most prominently, that they did not believe that African Americans could play the skill positions?
Well, I'm not sure if that was the belief. I mean, certainly it was a shock to me and very disappointing, because I didn't want to play quarterback. As it turned out, though, you know, they had also recruited a guy named Brian Dowling, who, you know, from Ohio. And, you know, I guess the thought was that, you know, it would be easier for me to make the transition perhaps than him. And as it turned out, it worked pretty well for both of us. You know, I mean, we ended up winning almost, 17 straight games, and certainly, you know, we were undefeated my freshman year. And, you know, Brian was just a sensational, quarterback at Yale. In fact, he's the BD in Doonesbury. he became a legend there. But it was a shock, and, you know, very disappointing. My second practice or my third practice, they shifted me to linebacker, and I was a third string fullback. And as I like to tell people, I was also discovering that I wasn't the smartest guy in the world. My roommate ended up second in the class, and, you know, had straight A's for 4 years at Yale. It was the trauma of not only not being a quarterback, but playing third string fullback, being a linebacker on defense, and really trying to find my way academically. So the first 6 weeks were, pretty tough. I mean, you know, I worked hard and I still have nightmares sometimes about those making that transition.
Well, you made it very well as a running back, but let me ask you a little bit about Ivy League football, because it is a little bit different. No scholarships there, and you adjusted to it very, very well. How would you sum up the caliber of football and the way football is played, both when you were playing and even today, Calvin, in the Ivy League?
Well, I think, you know, when I was there, we actually, at one point, I think we were ranked in the top 20 in the country. I mean, Yale was, you know, we played, you know, it was an insular situation. We played, you know, the Ivy League, and then we played, you know, two or three games outside the Ivy League. But we had pretty good players. I mean, most of the guys on my freshman team, I'd say, you know, we had 20 guys perhaps who had offers from what they would call one AA programs, you know, but chose to go to the Ivy League. You know, Brian, the quarterback that I referred to, was heavily recruited by Ohio State. In fact, on his recruiting visit, he played golf with Jack Nicklaus and Woody Hayes, and they were really trying to impress him to go to Ohio State. And we had players who had offers from Syracuse and Notre Dame and various schools like that. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't certainly, USC or UCLA or Michigan. But, you know, the caliber was pretty good. About 10 years after I left, they made a decision to go 1AA, and I think, you know, the football has it's probably not as it's not the same caliber as it was back when I was playing. But, you know, they did that because I think they didn't want to get into the arms race, et cetera. But it was fun. I mean, it was very competitive. We practiced hard. It was physical. We did that, you carried a pretty serious academic load. And then, because most of the students, if you were on any sort of financial aid, you know, you were expected not only to contribute from your summer job, but you were expected to have what they call the bursary job. I worked for 4 years, initially bussing tables in the freshman dining hall, and then I got a job in the audiovisual department. So, but it was, you know, it was great. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful experience. You know, we had guys who, you know, paid their own way. We had some guys that were on partial scholarships, some guys on full scholarships, although they still had to work and they had to contribute something. And, you know, we all thrived in that environment. We played for the love of the game.
Did the education of Yale and the Ivy League negate some of the ignorance that existed at that time? I mean, when you were playing, this country wasn't as enlightened as it probably is today. But I'm just wondering that even at Yale, did you not have to deal with any ignorance? And even when you played other teams, that they weren't what you might find elsewhere?
Well, no, I never got a sense that, no, I mean, you know, there was none of that. It was very traditional, tradition-based, great, you know, going back years and years. And, you know, you didn't have any of that, I guess based on race or anything like that.
Well, the reason why I say that, Calvin, is that Jim Brown is a friend of mine, and I used to talk to him about what it was like at Syracuse when he was playing up there, and he's told me some really things that were terrible when he was playing up at Syracuse. So I know it existed at that time.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you know, it was funny. I mean, Yale was a pretty progressive place, and, you know, to be sure, there was – I didn't feel that overt. I mean, there were people from different parts of the country who you could tell were, you know, perhaps not as progressive as you were. And you know, I tell this story. I played baseball in high school. In fact, baseball was my first sport as a kid growing up. And I didn't play baseball at Yale primarily because every spring they had a Southern trip. And, you know, this was in 1965, and I wasn't interested in taking a trip below the Mason-Dixon. And, you know, and I also tell people, and I tell it to some of the players that I meet, you know, with the Dallas Cowboys and other professional teams, you know, when I was coming out, you know, I wasn't recruited by anybody in the ACC or in the SEC or any school, you know, south of the Mason-Dixon. With the exception of Davidson. I was recruited as a basketball player by Lefty Giselle.
That's interesting. I've known Lefty for a long time, and I can understand why he would do that. He was very colorblind and was very accepting of people across the board. You had a fraternity brother that was pretty famous, didn't you?
Well, I had quite a few. George W. And, you know, he and I were in a fraternity at Yale together.
You took to being a running back kind of naturally. I've watched some film of you both in the NFL and even when you were at Yale. What is it that you liked about being a running back?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing I enjoyed as a football player was just being a part of something. You know, I mean, the worst thing is, you know, when you're on the sidelines and you're not playing. And, you know, I mean, obviously, as a running back, you got a chance to, you know, touch the ball. And you got a chance to, you know, catch passes and score touchdowns. And, you know, it was somewhat of a glamour position, I suppose, after quarterback. You know, interestingly enough, I was telling somebody the other day, looking at, you know, the way running backs are valued in the National Football League, I think if I were coming out now, you know, I'd tell him I didn't want to do anything except play running back.
You were getting ready to make a decision when you got out of college, and that was you had an opportunity to play in the National Football League. Did you ever consider going into business like most of your peers did?
Well, not really. You know, I thought about going into business my sophomore and junior year. And as a matter of fact, I was at a banquet in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria for the National Football Hall of Fame, I guess it was 1967. And I was at a table seated with Hank Greenberg, who was the father of one of the members of my Yale team. And he asked me what I was going to do, and I told him I was thinking about going to business school. And he said, "Don't go to business school. I'll teach you everything you need to know about business." But as it turned out, you know, by my end of my junior year and most of my senior year, my goal was to go to divinity school. I was very much influenced by the chaplain at Yale, was a dynamic and a wonderful man named William Sloan Coffin. And, I wanted to be like William Sloan Coffin. And so my goal was to go to divinity school. And, you know, it's interesting. The day I was drafted, I called Reverend Coffin and told him I've been drafted. And he thought I'd been drafted, into the armed services, because it was a shock to both of us that I was drafted.
We only have 30 seconds left. Were you prepared to go into the National Football League? What did you know about them, about the National Football League, that maybe prepared you?
Well, you know, the only thing is I played football, and, you know, I started getting letters from various teams, and they were telling me they would draft me if they had an opportunity, and some teams were coming and timing me, et cetera. But, you know, I was hoping that maybe I'd get a chance to at least spend a summer and make some money so I'd have enough money to see me through maybe 2 years of divinity school.
Hold on just a second. Calvin Hill has joined us. We'll talk about that drafting. He was drafted in the first round of the 69 draft by the Dallas Cowboys. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.